Hello, Ms. Zohre. How are you doing? When I look at your username, I suddenly remember the first encounter that we had. It was in art. I think it was in art topic, and you actually shared some of your jewelries that you create yourself with stones and things, which is so amazing, so beautiful. And I called you a man because I thought that your name is Majid. And I remember I played back in several years ago. I played a game which was translated in Arabic, and the character inside it was named Majid. Of course, I don't know Arabic, so the game was Arabic. It was Captain Tsubasa. I wanted to play it, so beside the language, so I just wanted to play it. But they called Captain Tsubasa Majid, so that's why I said, all right, maybe you're from Ahvaz or somewhere, and your name is Majid. So I said, okay, brother, I appreciate it, and something like that. I can't remember exactly what I said, but you said, no, I'm not a man, I'm a woman, and I got so embarrassed about that. So right now, even right now, I had no idea your name is Ms. Zohre. So, because I thought, oh, maybe your family name is Majid Zohre. So, sorry because of, of me being an idiot. So sorry about that. But beside that, let's talk about your voice. Your voice is pretty much amazing, and despite your level, because you're a starter, I think, and you're doing very well. So, despite your level, you're doing very well. You're retelling the story pretty much well. You try to pronounce the words as better as you can, as much as you can. So, in my opinion, that you're doing very well. So, I appreciate it. I appreciate especially your effort because you're doing very well. So, beside that, I think you can improve even more. You can improve your fluency if you want that. I can give you some techniques, in my opinion, because I had some techniques back in those days when I would use new method of learning, which is from AJ Hogan, and of course Power English. Retell the stories in with time limiting method, and I just created myself, so in order to make myself speak faster. So how you do it? So basically, you retell a story like the thing that you've done here, right? So you retold the story about 5 minutes. So your record is 5 minutes. So you use a timer. You try to limit your time to something like, less than 5 minutes. So you try your best to retell a story as fast as you can. Under 5 minutes instead of just getting 5 minutes. All right, so do your best to retell a story less than 5 minutes. Then again, practice and try to, for example, be better than the second time. Then try to be better than the third time until you reach to a point that you can't actually speak faster. So do your best to speak as fast as you can. And use these time limitations, try to make a gain, and then you will see a huge result in your fluency, because you're trying constantly to actually speak faster and faster and faster, and you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, which is amazing. So do it, please. This is my actual opinion. And this is a technique that I wanted to share with you as a friend, if you consider me as your friend, of course. And beside that, you're amazing. You're doing very well. I think you're at the second or third story, third lesson of Power English, which is amazing. So keep it up. Keep it up. I support you as a friend. So keep it up. Please retell more stories. Let us enjoy your actually voice. And until next time, ciao, ciao.